Roses, Sally Simon, one of the best Roses tracks, in my opinion, playing on Radio X. Someone says, isn't the story that Cristiano Ronaldo is on a contract that's worth so much money? If he dropped a £50 note, it wouldn't be worth his time bending down to pick it up, as he would have earned that money back in the same time.
That's ridiculous.
It's worth following him down the street, though, and hoping.
Absolutely.
Excuse me, Mr. Ronaldo, would you test a theory for me?
Wow.
I saw Chris once at Leeds versus Crystal Palace at the front of the queue at half-time buying food. Somebody shouted, oh no, Moyles is at the front, there'll be no pies left. Does he remember walking past the queue to the sounds of Leeds fans singing Who Ate All the Pies? No, I don't. But I did eat all the pies because I bought all the pies because I'm famous and rich. There you are. Now, in a second, we will speak to Adam Scott and Deechan Lachman, two stars from the TV show called Severance. If you don't know what it's about, it's still keep listening, because Adam Scott's been in loads of stuff. And Deechan used to be in Neighbours.
Yes.
And if you love Severance, you will love the chat when we speak to Mark and Miss Casey in just a few minutes on this show.
The Chris Moyles Show.
It's 8:31.
Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Elroq. Early bird test drives are now available.
Radio X.
This Easter at Asda, crack open extraordinary value with medium Easter eggs on rollback from 1.48 to just 98p each. With Cadbury's mini eggs and buttons, Milky Bar, Maltesers, Terry's chocolate orange and more, you can put all your eggs in one basket. For loads more great deals this Easter, make Asda your one-hop Easter shop. That's Asda price. Selected sales and lines subject to availability. Eggs 72 to 97 grams ends April 1st. May exclude Asda Express and small stores. See asda.com/small stores.
Want to get your hands on huge cash prizes? Enter now at winplus.co.uk for your chance to win big. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
As Helen opened her Amazon parcel, her stomach filled with butterflies, rapid air technology and a grill mode feature, this air fryer tickled Helen's taste buds for a price lower than she'd ever imagined. 5 stars from Helen. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. Discovering amazing destinations like Ibiza, Lanzarote and Crete. And relaxing in the sun with award-winning VIP service from the Which? Travel Brand of the Year 2024. So, book now from your nearest airport with Jet 2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Patronage protected, subject to availability and conditions.
Tired of unreliable broadband? Switch to EE today and get our most reliable full fiber ever.
So I can work at home?
While the kids nail dance practice.
And I can help them revise online?
Yes, yes, and yes. We'll even handle the switch for you.
That's epic.
You betcha. All for only $26.99 a month.
$29.99 from 31st of March 2026. 24 months. New customers. 50% UK availability. Terms apply.
Is this finally the year for the kitchen renovation? Well, Chase is the digital bank that gives you the tools to help you spend, save and invest all in one place. So you can progress towards your goals, big or small. Like the goal of first drinks in your new kitchen. Cheers. Join millions of customers in the UK when you spend, save and invest through the Chase app. Chase, see what your money can do. 18 plus UK residents, Chase current account required. Capital at risk. Investments are provided by Nutmeg and not guaranteed by Chase.
Whatever your budget, there's an amazing range of Mother's Day gifts at Aldi. Just what you'd expect from the Which Cheapest Supermarket 2024. Treat your mum to breakfast in bed, a hearty family roast, or get her flowers to show her you love her a whole bunch. Aldi, Which Cheapest Supermarket 4 years running.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Moylesy!
On today's 4 till 7 thing, is it the end for the Hertfordshire Terror Hawk? Plus, laugh with the nations, yes please, but what does it all mean?
What does it all mean?
And ladies and gentlemen, we go to Redditch, courtesy of Little Size Maps of Britain. The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7, it's a thing!
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
For just £1.50, you can play Set for Life from the National Lottery. £10,000 every month for 30 years. That's right, you could win on repeat. Set for Life. Play now on the National Lottery app. Terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Okay, so in case you haven't seen Severance, Mark is played by Adam Scott, and he works for a company, and he has chosen to go through a procedure called Severance. What it means is they put a chip in your head, which means that when you're at home watching TV, eating Pop-Tarts, whatever, everything's fine. And the millisecond you get to work and you get in the lift at work, you forget all about your outside life, and all you know is your work life. So when you're at work, all you know is your work colleagues and your work life. And as soon as you leave work, you can't remember anything about work, and you just remember your actual real life. It's called Severance, and we'll speak to the stars of it next.
If I'm a bad person, you don't like me. Well, I guess I'll make my own. A mean cycle. I can't excite you anymore. Where's your gavel? Your jury? What's my offense this time? You're not a judge, but if you're gonna judge me, well, sentence me to another life. Your new best friend. Ignorance is your new best friend. And this is the best thing that could have happened. Any longer and I wouldn't have made it. It's not a war, no, it's not a rapture. I'm just a person, but you can't take it. The same tricks that once fooled me, they won't get you anywhere. I'm not the same kid from your memory. Well, now I can fend for myself. We're not the same. Oh, we're not the same.
time for the long-awaited interview with the two stars from Severance. I'm very delighted to speak to the lovely Adam Scott and Deechan Lachman, who are here.
Yeah.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So welcome to the show. We were just chatting, actually, with the pair of them just before we switched the microphones on. And Deechan is a bit more jet-lagged than Adam because Deechan walked in and said, lovely to meet you. And I said, are you jet lagged? And the relief in your face when you went, oh, yes, I am. I really am. So you're jet lagged. Adam, not so much jet lagged.
Not so much.
I turned myself around in LA for LA.
Yeah. I mean,
up all night. I couldn't sleep.
Deechan works hard to pull the jet lag around and to be there for all of us in Los Angeles. So she's still on that clock. So I think we should support her.
That is good, yes. That's selfless, actually.
Yeah,
that is selfless.
Indeed.
Yes.
So Severance is obviously, it's the huge juggernaut, which is on Apple TV+. Plus, you can watch season one and season two, with season three happening, but with less of a gap between season one and season two, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the idea, sure. I mean, yes, it won't take as long. I mean, we had the strike. There was an actor and writer strike between seasons one and two. And then season one...
COVID,
yeah. That's why that one took a while. So, barring any world events, there is a meteor that I guess there's a 1% chance it...
Yeah, I mean...
hit.
Possibly.
I'm hoping that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
I've got holidays booked and stuff.
There you go.
That would be a bad way to cancel a holiday.
How did they, can you remember how they pitched the show to the pair of you individually?
I auditioned when the show had already sort of been established and a lot of the characters were already there. And I wasn't really pitched the show. I just got these pages with outy facts.
Right.
And no context.
Weird.
Yeah. So I was sort of shooting in the dark. But I think Adam's experience was actually really interesting and different to mine.
Thank you, Deechan. you're right. No, Ben Stiller called me. I remember specifically it was January of 2017. And he called me and just kind of told me the quick, like, pitch of the show. Like, right. You have this chip in your head, and when you go to work, you don't know who you are in the outside world. When you leave work at the end of the day, you don't know who you were or what you did at work. And I just thought it was such a sticky, catchy, great idea. It kind of felt like one of those ideas where you're like, I can't believe this hasn't been done before.
Right.
It's so simple and good. And so it was another year or so before I even saw a script, but that central idea, I just couldn't shake. I couldn't get it out of my head.
But when Ben called you and roughly talked you through it, did you not think, I've already come up with this show myself? I've pitched this myself, because you pitched previously the idea. If you remember.
Oh, the Parks and Rec thing?
Yeah.
Right.
Do you know this, Deechan?
Yeah.
No, I was like, what is he talking about?
Yeah.
So this is a scene from Adam's other show, Parks and Rec.
Look, now that we're working together again, maybe it would be good to keep our home life and our work life separate. Like, we only talk about work stuff when we're at City Hall, like a firewall system.
Yeah, okay, that's smart. Home is home and work is work.
Yeah.
That's so wild.
Isn't that weird?
Wild.
I directed that episode.
Oh, you did?
Which is extra weird.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you obviously, when Ben rings you and says, I've got this great idea, you've totally forgot that you've technically already pitched it already.
Right. Yeah.
Isn't that mad?
It's so funny. That never even occurred to me till I saw it on Instagram like a couple months ago.
Really?
Yeah. That's funny.
Well, it was your idea. The show is huge. The show is massive. The theme tune is very eerie and makes me feel uneasy when I've watched the two episodes that I've seen. I was thinking maybe for season three, they could just lift the theme theme tune a little bit to something like... Just a little bit.
It's a great idea.
More on beat.
That is nice.
I like it too.
Yeah, yeah.
Great idea. I think this will really go along with the show tone-wise and visually.
You like it, DJ?
I love it.
Neighbor. Yep.
Yep.
That consider it done.
Thank you, thank you. Obviously, that's the theme tune to Neighbours, which Deacham was in Australia.
I think it would work well for you and Miss Cobell, your character and Miss Cobell, because they're neighbours.
Yeah. That's right. I do know that. Adam, you've got an amazing body of work. There's so much good stuff that you've done, but are you aware of the juggernaut of a TV show that Neighbours was, that Deacham was in?
I don't. Oh. I didn't recognize that song.
So you're not aware of Mrs. Mangle?
No.
Bouncer?
Harold Bishop?
Harold Bishop.
Oh. No.
This show, this Australian soap opera that the Brits were obsessed with, they showed it twice a day here.
Oh.
Lunchtimes and then afternoon. It was... It literally...
Is it still on?
Now, that's a good question.
It's about to finish, sadly.
It is.
Amazon picked it up, and then I think they're pretty much dropping it again, which is... My wife still watches it. It's brilliant. Back in the day, they had like 15 million people watching every episode.
Is it a daily...
It was actually on twice a day back in the day.
Because we were a few years behind.
Yeah.
Did you know this?
I didn't know that.
So it started in Australia I don't know, let's say 85 or something. Then we didn't get it till like 87. So because of that, they could show two episodes a day here.
Wow.
Oh, it was
exciting.
It was
50 weeks a year of filming.
That is crazy.
Five days a week.
How long were you doing it?
I did it for a year. Wow. But I was attached to a very, core family, the Kennedys.
Oh, the Kennedys.
Was it exhausting?
Carl and Susan.
Huh?
Was it exhausting?
Well, it taught me how to work really fast, because we would shoot about 26 pages a day.
Oh, my God.
And it was, when they're switching between the cameras in the studio, so they were kind of editing as you went along. Right. So it was kind of like doing theater every day for a year. So
and probably got you comfortable with the camera, and it was like training camp.
It was like training camp. Wow. And Ian Smith, who plays Harold Bishop, who's like an icon.
Uh-huh.
There he is.
God bless him.
Such a sweet man. When I left, he was like, well, now you're moving on. Just whenever you're on a set, just pretend you're here and you'll be fine.
That's so nice.
That's very sweet.
How often does that piece of advice help you when you're filming Severance? Just remember Ramsey Street.
Just remember
the Kennedys. Well,
it does help because, it's very intimidating to work with someone like, Adam, who is just a phenomenal actor, but also like you've seen on multiple things and like in the zeitgeist, or Ben Stiller or John Turturro, and you're just little old me.
Do you have imposter syndrome a little bit? Do you think?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing here. I don't know what I'm doing. I hope I don't fail. But once you get into the work, he was right. You know the cameras, like the technical stuff you just have to go through. And I think Jessica said that we were both very good at technical stuff. And I took that as a compliment.
Yeah,
and I think
sure.
It was just, Adam's done a ton of work. I have too, but it all started with Neighbours.
There you go.
That's so crazy to me to hear Deacham say that she was intimidated, and because Deacham came on set first as Miss Casey in season one, just so fully formed and ready to go and just like hitting bullseyes all day. And we were just marveling when we would finish some Miss Casey scenes at just like how great Deacham is. And then season two, she comes in, and I won't spoil anything, but has to do something completely different from a different universe, and does it just as easily and relax. So to think that you were intimidated is bonkers.
Do you know, that's a lovely thing to say, but I'm going to pay you a compliment too, Adam, is not many people run in a suit like you do.
Oh, right. Yeah,
so
a lot of running.
There's a lot of running in suits that you do.
Yeah.
And you do it very well.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
It's not pleasant to run in a suit.
I wouldn't say it is, no.
It's the shoes, probably, that are the most problematic, because they're shoes. Not very... They don't have traction.
That's right.
Are they special trousers? Or do they have lycra in them?
You would think we would have special material yeah. in the trousers, but no, they are just Brioni pants.
Right.
And we're just running as fast as we can.
Yeah.
It's iconic.
Do they save the running scenes till the end of the day so it's the last thing you do? Or do they just throw them in at you and go... Guess what we're going to do now? That's right, some more running.
You know what? Honestly, the opening sequence of season two is a long sequence of running. Spoiler alert. and I feel like we should say spoiler alert for just about everything.
Yeah. Don't worry. Yeah.
And that took, just that sequence ended up taking a little over 5 months of... We would keep having to go back and shoot more pieces of just that sequence.
Wow.
And so whenever someone came up to me with Gatorade and a banana, I knew it was time to shoot some more running.
Those are the two.
Yeah, season two was just like Forrest Gump in the running section. Yeah. It was just Adam running for the whole time.
The whole time.
You were saying, Aditya, you were saying about when you film Neighbours, when it's like a daily soap opera, just how much you're filming in a day. You're saying like what, like 26 pages you get through. What would severance be on a typical day? Because a lot slower, I would imagine.
Yeah, when I moved to Los Angeles and I got my first job there, and I realized we were only shooting 6 pages. Right. I was like, what? This is incredible.
I'll be out of here by 11:30.
Yeah. But obviously, it's a very different workflow. I'd say on Severance, it varied. Some days, not often, but some days where there were very specific technical things, it was even less.
Yeah.
Mm. Much less. Yeah. But that's just because of the show is so... utterly beautiful to watch. It's every shot. You could print it and hang it on the wall. And so it just is, some things just take a little bit more time.
Yeah.
It is, it's just everybody who's watching this show is just literally madly in love with it. They just absolutely love it. And I really hope the two of you can come back so that I can just be fawning all over you and asking you every nerdy possible question, because I know I'll have them.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I'll be like, that bit there, there's a little bit where there's a bit with the headphones or the, you know, whatever it may be. But it's absolutely lovely to meet you both.
You too.
I hope your jet lag helps you out. Although, Adam, you'll probably be flying back to America to have another dose of jet lag.
Yep.
Teaching gets to stay here, so you get to be all right. You get
That's
to
right.
sleep. Is there anything you want to ask me before you guys go?
I have so many questions.
Listen, I've got time.
I don't even know where to start.
Okay.
How about you, DJ?
Well, I know where you live.
Yeah, that's true. That's, well, because only we were chatting before. It's not like you're stalking me.
No, oh, yeah. No. I'll just be standing outside your window when you're going to sleep at night.
What is next for you, for the pair of you, DJ? What's next?
What's next right now? Nothing at the moment, but I'm excited to see what's around the corner.
Nice. Adam? Mm.
I'm going to back to the States and to start a movie in the next couple weeks called The Whisper Man.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm excited to start that.
Are you the whispering man?
Well, I can't say who's the whisperer.
Yes, I think he is. Well, that sounds very exciting. Well, listen, I hope you get to spend some time with your families, because you've just been on the promotion trail and filming for so long.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I hope you get a bit of a break, and love to see you and come back anytime.
Thank you.
Pleasure to see you.
Thanks
both, Adam and Deitch, and ladies and gentlemen. And you can watch season one and season two of Severance on Apple TV Plus right now. Thank you, Adam and Deitch, for being on the show today.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
to our lovely guests this morning. Adam Scott and Dietjen Lachman. So lovely to meet them. She was lovely.
Great.
He was lovely. Don't get me wrong, they were both lovely. But she was lovely, and she has promised she's going to start listening to the show.
She said it. Verbal agreement.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Which means we'll never hear from her again.
Yeah.
Also, Graham Norton has just sent me a message.
Graham Norton has?
Saying,
oh,
loved the interview. And I said, I just replied saying, wow, Graham, thank you. That's he goes, well, no disrespect. It was more, I loved Dom's questions in the interview.
Right, oh.
He particularly liked your question.
Are they special trousers?
Mm.
See, that's a probing line of questioning there.
Yep. Are they special trousers?
I would save those for Hollywood.
I think you should ask that to every guest we have now for the rest of the year.
I will.
Yeah?
I'll do it. You watch me.
So can I just ask, sorry,
are those special trousers? The Chris
Miles Show. And watch Severance right now. Season 1 and 2 of Severance available on Apple TV+. Watch it. It's great.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the Škoda Kamiq. A bold look to explore your world.
Radio X. Good morning, contestant number one. Place your hand on the buzzer. When does a Greg's breakfast deal hit just right?
I'm all about a bacon roll before lectures. Oh, and a morning coffee on my dog walks.
What a delicious way to start your day. Whatever you get up to, enjoy any breakfast roll and hot drink from just £2.85. Greg's, back some joy. Prices may vary. See in shop for details. Subject to availability.
Muller Corner Originals presents...
Let's get ready to crumble.
The 90s are back once again with Muller Corner Originals, Apple Crumble and Cherry Bakewell inspired.
Everybody crumble.
You do anything and everything for your pets. So do we. At Vets for Pets, we've dedicated our lives to them. In the last year, we've treated 1.4 million dogs, 860,000 cats, and even a crocodile. From Dundee to Dorchester, we're the nation's local vet, providing routine care to life-saving surgery. That's why more people trust Vets for Pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
Woo! Amazon Spring Deal Days are here. So whether you're spring hiking or spring cleaning, you can save up to 45% off on all the things you need. From electronics and home to sports and so much more. Woo indeed. Shop Amazon Spring Deal Days. Ends Monday. With deals that make you go, woo!
This Easter at M&S, you can choose from 12 different types of hot cross buns. There's the dippy egg one, a soft and rich cocoa bun with a white and yellow gooey chocolatey centre. The luxury fruited hot cross bun, packed with plump currants, citrus peel and warming spices. And the extremely cheesy hot cross bun, with glorious chunks of red Leicester and cheddar cheese. These are not just hot cross buns, these are M&S hot cross buns, subject to availability.
Nothing beats a jet-to holiday. So what are you waiting for? Escape to favourites like Costa Blanca, Morocco and the Algarve and get 22 kilograms of baggage included. Book now from your nearest airport with just a £60 deposit per person. Jet-to holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Patronage protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Radio X. News update next.
I'm here with Charlie Bigham. What's cooking, Charlie?
My classic fish pie, made with succulent salmon and delicately smoked haddock, smothered with bechamel and parsley sauce, and all topped off with the richest, butteriest mash and a golden mature cheddar topping.
You had me at succulent.
An unbeatable classic. Cheers.
Delicious. Tastes like home.
You know you don't actually live here, right?
Huh. Charlie Bigham's.
Handmade in my kitchen, cooked in yours.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
9 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, the Chancellor has told us she's determined to support people getting back into work. Rachel Reeves says she doesn't agree with government analysis, which suggests 250,000 people will be forced into poverty because of benefit cuts. Speaking to our sister station, LBC, she says help will be there for those who need it most.
Now, of course, those with the most severe sickness and disabilities, they're not going to be expected to work. And in fact, we want to provide them with more support. But for tens of thousands of disabled people who are desperate to work but aren't given the support, we're going to change that.
In other news this morning, Sir Keir Starmer is in Paris for a summit on peacekeeping operations in Ukraine. The Prime Minister will accuse Vladimir Putin of making hollow promises. That's when he meets with European leaders later. Analysts have warned Donald Trump's new tax on car imports will cause chaos. There are concerns the 25% tariffs could hit UK growth, as the US is Britain's second largest car export market. The levies are set to come into force next week. A report has found schools have been offering rewards, including iPads and pizza parties, to children to try to improve their attendance. Recent government figures have shown the number of pupils classed as severely absent in England reached a record high last year. Last week, the Education Secretary called on schools to do more to tackle the issue. And we've been hearing who's going to be in the next Avengers film. Sir Ian McKellen and Sir Patrick Stewart will be back in their iconic X-Men roles. Chris Hemsworth, Channing Tatum, and Florence Pugh have all been confirmed as well.
Sport.
Alessio Russo scored twice to help Arsenal reach the Women's Champions League semi-finals. They beat Real Madrid 3-0 in the second leg at the Emirates last night. Manchester City have got a 2-0 lead going into the second leg of their quarter-final against Chelsea later. Emma Raducanu's best run since winning the 2021 US Open has come to an end in the quarter-final stage of the Miami Open Tennis. She lost in three sets to the fourth seed Jessica Pegula. And British and Irish Lions head coach Andy Farrell says it's now all systems go for their tour of Australia this summer after naming his assistants. Next up is the playing squad announcement. That's taking place on the 8th of May.
Weather. With eBay. Find the right part at the right price to get your vehicle MOT ready.
Mainly dry and sunny, mainly to start with anyway in the UK, and then some rain heavy in the north later on this afternoon. Temperatures, though, getting up to 18 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you very much indeed, Dominic Byrne.
Thank you.
This is Radio X. From Global.
I feel as though I need to talk to you about severance a bit more because when we interviewed the guys that we just spoke to,
yeah,
I'd seen 1.5 episodes of the show. Mm. So Pippa and Toby have been banging on about this for ages.
They have, yeah, for months.
Oh, you got to watch Severance. It's really slow to start, like a lot of shows are. And I'm a big promoter of, when you sit down and watch a TV show and you go, it's really slow. It just keep going. Squid Games, episode one, really slow. Mad Men, episode one, I mean, it's fair, never got past season one, but really slow. First one of Severance, you don't know what's going on.
Mm.
And it's, I'm one of those people that hate watches. I like watching half a trailer to something and then going, right, I'll watch it. I don't want to watch the rest of the trailer.
Right.
Because back in the days when we were young, Captain, trailers for movies were designed to make you want to watch them.
Yeah.
And then somebody one day went, sod this. I think they were being fired for making trailers. So they made a trailer that basically told you everything that happens in the film.
Mm. Yeah.
And it gave so much stuff away. And since then, it's become a thing. Trailers, like, they literally show you, like, there'll be a scene, it's an action film, right? Mm-hmm. And there's Jason Statham. And you'll see Jason Statham jump off a wall of a castle into the sea, right?
Yeah.
You're 9/10 through the film, and he's in a castle, and he can't escape, and they're going to blow it up. And you go, oh, well, I remember from the trailer, there's a bit where he dives off the wall into the sea.
I know what he's going to do here.
So I know he's going to escape the castle.
Yeah.
But anyway, it is worth... I don't watch trailers. So I'm all a million thoughts a second. So I started watching Severance, and I'm... Phoenix is obsessed with it.
He really is, yeah.
Watched the whole thing three times. See, two seasons he's watched three times.
Yeah.
Then, well, Pippa and Toby.
Mm-hmm.
then I would say then it's me. No, you. Well, you're on season two.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. The end of season one was spectacular.
I don't know how many episodes are in season one, but I'm in. Now, I could say things, and I don't think it gives anything away.
Well, I'm on episode four of season one.
Okay. Right. So, I'm already past Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm past the goats. Okay?
Oh, what are the goats? Oh, don't tell me, but I don't know about goats.
Oh, by the way, what I'm going to say now might all be true, might all be a lie, might be a mixture of the two. Okay?
Have you got to the squirrel hats yet?
Yes.
Ah, you're past that then.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got the squirrel hats?
No squirrel hats.
And also, you can't join in this game, Dom, because you've not seen any of it.
Not yet.
So everything you say is going
to
be wrong.
But Dom said squirrel hats and you said goats, and both mean nothing to me.
Exactly. Vienna.
Okay. Have you got to the scene where all the clothes fall off?
No.
Okay.
But it was too late. You'd seen everything.
That's right.
Dom can answer yes to that.
I haven't seen any of it.
Dom's watching a different show.
Dog biscuits?
No dog biscuits.
That doesn't mean anything to you?
No.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Pineapple?
No pineapples.
James, that's your show. That's not mine.
What are you talking about, Willis? Does that mean anything to you?
No.
Okay, so...
Are we watching the same show?
Negative Ghost Rider, the pattern is full. Have you seen that one? Are you there yet?
No, that might be the start of episode five.
Ah.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Now, I have seen that.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We're going to need a bigger boat. Anything?
Not yet.
No. Michael! Got to that one yet?
That popped up in one episode, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's bigger on the inside than it is on the outside.
What do we do? No, I haven't seen that.
No.
Melons.
I have seen
melons. Say it again.
Melons.
What?
No.
You said it. The Chris Miles Show. Radio X. It's Apple TV Plus. It is called Severance. Season 1, Season 2 out. Season 3 has been confirmed. It is on the way. So there you are. And it's a stellar lineup of acting, by the way. And you will love it. Just get through it. Get through to the bit. Get to the point where you're like, I want to watch another episode, and then you're in. I mean, I know that works with every show. Thousand Blows, Stephen Graham, great show.
Yes,
because that's the other one. That's the lighter Stephen Graham one.
Yes.
And there's so much stuff. There's a new. There's a new series starring Robert De Niro.
Yes. Now, is that why he was on the one show, I think?
I think so, yeah.
With Deborah Messing, is that right?
Where he plays two people.
Yes, yeah. That's right. Exactly that.
So I want to watch that as well. There's just so much to watch. And there's still shows I've never seen.
Mm.
Like, I've never got into Parks and Rec. Much to Captain's annoyance.
I watched a bit of Parks and Rec.
I've watched episode one twice.
I reckon episode one's probably the worst thing about the show. It is so funny.
They're usually a pilot episode, aren't they, series?
Yeah.
Episode one, anyway.
It screams pilot, episode one.
The American version of The Office, episode one is literally frame by frame the same as episode one of the UK Office. And then once you get past that, you're off and running.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, so...
I started watching Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, what? Man.
Yeah.
That is excellent.
Where do you find the time?
Well, no, I like it because it's short episodes.
Yeah.
I like watching 20 minutes and that's my telly for the day.
I mean, those big American sitcoms, I've probably gone through them all.
Has anyone seen ER? Have you seen something called ER?
Emergency Room.
Yeah.
No.
Very good. Very good. Well written. George Clooney's excellent.
I'll write that down.
Top tip.
How do you spell it?
E, and then R.
A-R-R.
No, just the letter R.
Right, go. Radio
X. Coming up, more professionally produced radio that definitely isn't just thrown together willy-nilly. We play our happy endings game, and we guess songs from how they finish, not how they start. Plus...
What have you written down, James?
Yes. So I'm just giving you my watching tip. ER.
Yeah. I wrote down something room. Two words.
What did you write there?
What room?
Electrician room.
Nice.
Let's have a look.
It's a building program.
Your child.
Wait. Ka-ching! Jackpot! Cashier number three, please. We've got £10,000 to give away on the show tomorrow. But right now, in Todayland, we're playing a belting tune. You need to turn right up to 11, folks.
Hey. The Chris Miles Show.
Come on, let's go.
Radio X.
It's 9 o'clock in the morning. It's 11 minutes past, if you want to be precise. Thursday, Radio X is on. The request hour is happening at 10 o'clock this morning with Polly. But in the meantime, these are Fratellis, you know.
Henrietta, we got no flowers for you. Just to see miserable, then on the back seat, tell all your people. We know you love us and you probably do. Although your husband may go, he's an animal, no limit than it's possible. Give us a kiss and maybe we can go out. It's hard to miss you when you fall. Some shoes and maybe take us for cola. We'll get you there in some filthy big Angola. And it's clean out the fine channel. Bump off your daddy, you can come live with us amongst the husbands and the addicts. These are crazy times down. Can spell our music, you can once over phone. So anyway I choose it, come on. Oh, come on. Oh, come on.
He says, I'm thinking of watching Coronation Street from the start. No spoilers, please.
Whoa, from the start?
Yeah,
the start.
We won't do that, any of that, don't we?
I've only watched the tram crash episode.
Oh, spoiler. That's the only episode you've ever seen of Curry?
Yeah.
All right, there's so much more to it than that.
I was going
to
watch it, so it's a spoiler now.
Mm.
Oh, does it? It does.
People are telling us that we have to watch Parks and Recreation, James, especially if we like The American Office.
You'll love Parks and Rec.
How have you seen it?
I saw like the first season, so Chris
Pratt. How many seasons have there been, Captain?
There's like 10.
Yeah, 8, 9.
Have you got it on DVD? Have you got it on DVD?
He's got it on Laserdisc, James.
No, they repeated them about 2 or 3 years ago, I think, didn't they? The whole lot.
Repeated them?
Yeah, as in show them, as in on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't know how repeat is?
No, but...
Well, they were on about 10 years ago, were they?
Yeah, but the phrase repeated, I feel like we're past repeats.
Well, no, we? As in on terrestrial. What do you mean? Well, it wasn't streamed.
You just got dissed by a millennium.
You know, can you not say repeated anymore? They weren't streaming them, they were on TV.
Everything's repeated all the time ever because we're streaming now, no?
No, no, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't being streamed, it was on television.
You just got burned by a baby boomer.
Whoa.
You two fight.
We can't say repeated.
What are you? What would you be?
Probably a millennial.
Right. A millennium.
Millennium.
Yeah, granddad.
Yeah. repeating stuff. Yeah.
What did you watch it? On a television.
You
put your VHS cassette in your machine and press play. Dom's tape.
Hands off. Dom's tape.
Did you have like cupboards full of VHSs with like notes of what was on with mum?
My friend Richard Tansley, his dad had a...
Can't say it.
No, well, it's like a video bookshelf. Library, basically, but they were all like leather-bound spines on them.
You can get video cassette boxes that look like books.
Yeah, so he had them all on
the thing. So it looked like the books, but they weren't. They were videos.
And he had a laser disc player.
I don't know if that's posh or a bit.
Oh, no, it's cool.
Yeah.
Was it?
There were a lot of pirate videos as well back in the day, which you shouldn't do. It's illegal.
Yep. Do you know, in the UK, Captain, everybody's first pirate video that they ever watched, everybody, not there's not one person who can say that's not true.
Mm.
The first pirate video that anybody watched in the UK was E.T.
E.T.?
Really?
He had E.T.
And the opening bits of E.T. are pretty much shot at night time, and the quality is so bad you can't really see anything.
Yeah.
So for 2 minutes you're going... This will start in a minute.
You just hear the music going and you just... Yeah.
You're trying to adjust the tracking. It's not doing anything.
Tracking did nothing
on that.
Have you just written down what you think E.T. stands for? You're such a child. Go on.
You're so
predictable.
Pick
up your piece of paper. He's James, so you're so predictable. Pick it up. You've written down... Tell everybody what you've written down.
No, it's a building programme.
Right.
You've written the words time for T.
Yeah.
And what have you put for E?
It looks, it's, when you build stuff,
right.
You like construct.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, is that the name of your friend, Eric?
Eric, yeah.
Eric Sean.
Yeah, Eric Sean.
You're a child.
You are literally a child, James.
Child.
Yeah.
And on that bombshell, this is Sam Fender on Radio X. People watch on the way back home, envious of the glimmer. Gives me a break from feeling alone. Gives me a moment out of the ego. Used to feel so invincible. I used to feel it was a world worth dreaming of. Back in the gasworks, screaming the song. Just the beauty of youth would quell my aching heart. I feel so dull. Treadmill run, under the billboard, tired of the heat. Somebody's darling, so. Fender, brilliant track, people watching. And play that for Eric. Sean, who is a very good friend of James Robinson.
Yes. Absolutely, yeah.
Good lad.
When was the last time you saw him?
Solid guy.
Oh, a little while back.
Yeah, he didn't sing for long though, did he?
No, not for long.
Was it brief?
He's very busy.
Brief, yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
How busy was he, James? How far down the road do you want to go with this?
Not very far.
What was that?
That's it.
Yeah?
I'll end it. Oh. Don't know him very well, actually.
Okay.
If at all.
No?
Yeah, I don't know him.
You don't see him that often?
Never met him, actually.
You can get tablets for that. We'll be right back.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X. The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X.
Get your car MOT ready with eBay. And can you help Johnny get his car ready too?
You just know when MOT time comes around, stuff starts going wrong. That worn out wiper or blown bulb could catch you out. So give your motor a quick once over first, get the parts you need and save yourself the hassle.
Right now, eBay are giving away a road trip to the Scottish Highlands. For your chance to win and to help Johnny get MOT ready, head to radiox.co.uk.
Most homes could save with Octopus Energy.
I've dealt with many utility companies for many years across several properties, and Octopus are an absolute breath of fresh air.
I should have done it years ago by the looks of things.
Octopus Energy, outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
Whatever your budget, there's an amazing range of Mother's Day gifts at Aldi. Just what you'd expect from the Which Cheapest Supermarket 2024. Treat your mum to breakfast in bed, a hearty family roast, or get her flowers to show her you love her a whole bunch. Aldi, Which Cheapest Supermarket 4 years running.
From all the drama to a world of wonders and bingeable box sets, it's adventure, it's excitement, it's bewilderment and awe. It's detectives, it's chases, it's even Geordie Shore. It's Yorkshire Vets and Peppa Pig, all creatures great and small. It's Michael Palin, James May sailing, discovering a world to explore. It's real lives, it's saving lives, it's all this and more. Watch it, stream it. It's all on Five.
Have you ever wondered what a sandwich sounds like? Not much to it, is there? Unless, of course, it's a Walker's sandwich. Mmm, that is good. Now that's what a sarnie should sound like. Go all crispin with Walker's. Delicious.
What has two toppings and serves two hungry people? Shall I just tell you? It's Domino's Collection Perfection. That's just $7.99 for any two-topping medium pizza when you collect. Bargain. So go on, strut down to your local Domino's store now.
Domino!
T's and C's apply. See dominoes.co.uk.
At Wren, we design kitchens to your budget, not ours. With up to 60% off fully built kitchen units and up to 7 years interest-free credit. Plus, in our spring sale, you can get a Bosch dishwasher for just $149. The Great Renovation. Visit your nearest Wren showroom. Offers apply when you buy five or more units. Dishwasher offer ends the 9th of April, one per customer. Finance subject to status and minimum spend.
Beat the April energy cap rise. Fix your price with Octopus Energy, Britain's number one choice. Visit octopus.energy/one.
Clock Off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Royalty!
On today's 4 till 7 thing, is it the end for the Hertfordshire Terror Hawk? Plus, laugh with the nations, yes please, but what does it all mean?
What does it all mean?
And ladies and gentlemen, we go to Redditch, courtesy of Little Size Maps of Britain. The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7, it's a thing!
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Oh, that's Jamal from number 5, master of bin day in the car park. Our group chat would be lost without him. Oh, more Foxfight videos. It's sweet. And constant. I mean, what kind of a phone contract is he on?
Well, here at Tesco Mobile, we've frozen the price of his contract with club card prices, so he doesn't have to worry about his price going up. Shall I sign you up too?
Go on then.
It pays to be connected. Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Terms apply. See tescomobile.com/frozen prices.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
And as if like magic, we're back in the room.
Radio X.
It looks like a normal pen with a lady.
But if, but morning,
if,
Barry.
If you turn it upside down,
but it was too late.
And she's nude.
Yeah.
Are we on now?
All 7 series of Parks and Recreation on ITVX.
Okay.
We can watch it.
Can we watch it now?
No, because we're doing radio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but are we?
Well, in a way, are we?
Because what have you done since 9 o'clock?
Mm.
Don't mention DR. You wrote down
something.
Bedoying room.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we mentioned ET, and you wrote bedoying time.
Yeah, I did.
You put a rude word in, didn't you?
And you're technically the producer this week.
Yeah.
Wow.
You've got to behave. Behave well, everyone.
Well, it starts with you.
Good stuff.
Do you know what ET was short for?
I don't want to say what I think. Why?
Because you had little legs.
Little legs.
Yeah. It's a classic.
Yeah. It is a good
name. I now want to know what you were going to say.
Yeah.
Because he's...
This is Aidan Amfarm at Radio X.
At slow speed, we all seem focused. In motion, we seem wrong or wrong. Yeah.